This situation in Columbus with Pierre-Luc Dubois is getting more and more difficult for me to wrap my head around. What is Dubois doing right now? I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what his reasoning is for taking this approach. I'm going to play some audio in 10 seconds here from head coach John Tortorella, but here's the backstory. Dubois signs a two-year contract with the Columbus Blue Jackets, the bridge deal. We had heard before he signed the contract that he was looking out. We heard after he signed the contract, and the feeling is he still wanted out, and Columbus is not the place for him. In fact, Elliot Friedman told us a couple of weeks ago that he's looking to play on a bigger stage. Well, here's John Tortorella, who joined a radio station, 97.1 The Fan, in Columbus today, and he gave us a little bit more on Pierre-Luc Dubois when he joined 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Listen to this.
Yeah, he wants out, and he spoke to the team as we do here. He spoke to the team. It's a little bit different than Brett and and Bob, where this is a 22-year-old kid. Doesn't happen that often, and he has been honest with the group, as honest as I wish he was a little bit more honest as far as reasons why. Still haven't really gotten to that, but I think he needs to speak on that. I won't. To coach him, you know, I can give you a great answer, but it's very difficult for me when a guy doesn't want to be here at such a young age, and the amount of time we've poured into him to try to develop him and is just looking to go. It's hard for me. I'm not sure where it goes with me as the season gets going here. I'll be quite honest with you, because I want to spend my time in developing the people that want to be here. But I still have to coach the hockey team to be the best it can be. Luke has had a good camp, it's a short leash with me as far as this is concerned. He needs to continue to do the things to help this team win and be as best teammate as he can be, or I'm not sure where it goes. So, it's a situation. It is. It's a situation, and we'll see. We'll go to it day by day.
I really don't understand the reasoning here from Dubois and whatever guidance he's getting, whether it's parental guidance or from the agent or some other type of advisor. I don't get this one, because it's clear you don't want to be there. But is it not better to just suck it up, play, be as good as you can possibly be, help your team be as good as they can possibly be, not let this be a distraction, and then see if you can make your value the highest possible so that GM Jarmo Kekäläinen can get a good deal for you and eventually move you? That's exactly what Ryan O'Reilly did when it was clear he wanted out in Colorado. You can have your opinions as to whether or not you thought a guy that young should be forcing his way out or not. That's one thing. But at the very least, he went about it in a mature manner once he was there, and eventually he got traded to Buffalo. I don't see why you would tell your teammates that you want out. Hey guys, I don't want to be here with you. I have no interest in playing with you. I want out, but let's go out and play. Like, I don't see how this does you any favors. It makes your time there miserable. It lowers your trade value. It doesn't make you all that attractive to other general managers around the league. This one is really hard to wrap my head around.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to read the last part that you mentioned in terms of attractiveness to other GMs. Like, I don't know what that read is. I mean, Elliot Friedman Monday with us told us the teams weren't messing around, and the same thing to say in his 31 thoughts yesterday. Anytime a player of this caliber, of this age, becomes available, we talked about it yesterday, Pete. Yeah, probably not a cemented or put in pen number one center right now across the NHL, but he certainly is trending in that direction. And I do think there are some red flags. Like, there's certainly going to have to be some.
That's what it is for me. That's what I'm getting at, Will, is that there's red flags everywhere right now. And I don't know how that helps your trade value. That would be the way I would put it.
But I think for him, he's been a spot where I'm not sure it's really going to matter at the end of the day. I think he's going to get dealt. He's going to have a fresh start. And I think the young kid is thinking, if he, you know, says this and doubles down with his teammates, maybe that forces the GM to make a move a little quicker. I'm not exactly sure. As Tort said in that clip, there's a lot of speaking this young man has to do and a lot of explaining that he's got to do. And whether or not that happens behind closed doors or publicly, I don't know if we'll ever get to that point or get that answer. But it sounds like he still doesn't want to be perfectly honest behind closed doors either. So, yeah, there are a couple of red flags. There's no question. But I think no matter, you know, all that being said, the age and the potential and what this kid has shown in three NHL seasons, and by all indication, according to, you know, some of the reports that are out there, this is still a very highly coveted player. And I do think there are going to be a lot of teams looking to acquire this player. But it sucks for Columbus, Pete, but I just don't know how to read it any other way than, you know, this is maybe a guy trying to force a trade to happen quicker than maybe the team wanted it to happen. And he's thinking that this is maybe a way to do it.
Yeah, and that's probably what it is. I do still think there's going to be a pretty big market for him. Like we talk about there being some pretty big red flags, but we have seen teams put up with bigger and redder flags than this just because the dude's talented. And Pierre-Luc Dubois certainly fits the talented aspect of this. And I don't get this move. I don't like this move. And when we first kind of heard about this clip, I was kind of thinking, well, like on one end, like for sure don't do that. But then also I can kind of see where he's coming from. Be upfront, be honest with your teammates. Like, hey, this is all out there. Yes, I'm looking for a trade. But that kind of goes out the window when you're not giving them a reason why. Like, yeah, I'm looking out for a way out. How come? Don't worry about it. No, but seriously, like what is it? I just don't think about it too much. Okay, but like we kind of, no. It's fine. Like you just, that part you can't do. And to me, like it's just a weird situation. And I do think instead of him just being upfront and honest, Will's right. This is him trying to force his way out of town a little bit quicker and doing so, very publicly. I do still think he's going to get traded. I do still think Columbus is going to get a lot for him because of what I mentioned before, where teams just, they put up with a lot if you're very talented. And at the end of the day, Pat, Pierre-Luc Dubois is still a really talented hockey player.
He is. And I'm not trying to suggest that he's not going to get traded. But I just, at this point, if you're the Blue Jackets, you're probably saying, well, okay, he's requested a trade. We'll do that on our time on our time frame, on our schedule, not on his. So I don't think that helps you in trying to force your way out. Look, he's gone. He's going to get his way at some point. I'm fully aware of that. I wonder what sense there is in making it more miserable on yourself. And again, I guess you could say, well, he's being upfront but it doesn't really sound like he's being super upfront, and it doesn't really sound like he is approaching it the way you'd want to approach it. And I don't know, I guess I feel like there is there's a right way of handling it, and hey, I don't want to be here. And instead of telling your teammates, I don't want to play with you guys, you say, hey, I know there's been some stuff, and I know that there has been some speculation, but guys, as long as I'm here, I'm committed to you, I'm committed to being on this team, and I'm committed to helping us win, and the rest of the stuff, we'll see how that takes care of itself, but I don't want you to worry about my commitment level inside the locker room. Let's go out and play hockey. Does that seems to me, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but that's the way that I would suggest going about it. Okay, Logan, you've got breaking news for us.
Breaking news from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Peter Klein will be happy about this one. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN: Brooklyn is acquiring James Harden in a blockbuster deal. Details to follow. So after last night's fallout for the Rockets that had DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall questioning James Harden, sounds like he's finally going to get his wish. He's off to the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay, so there you go. James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. That is now confirmed. We'll react on that and hear a little bit more as things go along. Let's do this. I'll say welcome to the big show. It's Steinberg, Nault, Klein, Gordon along with you. We're live in our Iconic studio, powered by Iconic Electric and Controls. Delivering quality, it's Iconic. Contact them today at iconicec.ca. So, Klein, the way that Dubois approached it, I think there are better ways to do it, I guess, is the point that I would be making on this one.
Oh, yeah. No, that part I do not disagree with. Like, I if I'm a member of that Blue Jackets team, if I am almost anyone but Pierre-Luc Dubois, I wish he would have handled that whole situation differently as well. Like, that is, if you're going to do the honesty route and just tell guys like, yeah, I'm asking for a way out, tell them why. Like, go all the way with the honesty instead of just, I want out and don't worry about why. I don't think this is going to be a big enough red flag to, I think, slow this thing up at all. I think Montreal is still going to want him. I think Winnipeg is still going to want him. We are still going to get texts saying that the Flames should trade Monahan and whichever other prospect they want for Pierre-Luc Dubois. Like, the interest level, I don't think, is going to go down because of this. But no, to the overall point, Will, there are 100 better ways that he could have gone about this.
How would he have gone about it? I still have trouble with that. Like, there's no real way of doing it, no matter how you look at it. Saying, I want out, and telling your teammates is not an easy thing to do. I don't know how this could be easier.
How is this one different than Carson Wentz?
It's not different.
But you were furious at Carson Wentz a couple days
Carson
ago.
But Carson Wentz, to me, doesn't have as much a leg to stand on as Pierre-Luc Dubois. Like, to me, Carson Wentz is severely overpaid. He's leading the league in interceptions. Last time I checked, Pierre-Luc Dubois was a blue-chip prospect who was on the precipice of superstardom. I don't see the same for Carson Wentz.
I like the player. Don't get me wrong. He had 40. He had 18 goals in 70 games.
That's where
game.
I had differ, I guess.
And that's fair. That's very fair. I'm not trying to like back you into a lie. I'm not trying to pinder you. I promise. But 18 goals in 70 games. I think he's going to get traded. I think he will get his way. I know he will get his way. I guarantee you. If Pierre-Luc Dubois sticks to his guns, he will be traded, and somebody will acquire him. And I guess in this day and age of being the independent contractor, you are fully entitled to going about. I just try to put myself in his shoes, and I try to put myself, okay, what is going to be the best possible way for me? What is going to get me the most interest on the open market? What is going to make my remaining time in Columbus better? What is going to make me look better and more attractive, period, so that Columbus can get the best possible return? I guess in this case, I would maybe look at it as trying to maximize the rest of my time in Columbus, and I don't know if this is the proper way of doing that. But again, I'm not him, and no two people go about things the same way. I'm very aware of that.
Is he not entitled to his privacy? Like, maybe it's personal that he wants out. I don't know. I just wonder, like, he's being upfront and honest. He's not lying and saying that the reports are untrue and he doesn't want to leave or he wants to stay. He's being upfront and honest. I know that there maybe is a couple of people that have issue with the privacy of the nature, but for all I know, it could be something related to, you know, close to him or close to his family that he doesn't want to share. I don't know. As Elliot said in 31 Thoughts on yesterday's blog on sportsnet.ca, he had mentioned that Pierre-Luc Dubois bought a house in Columbus last year. There's something here we're not seeing, and I don't know what that is. And if it's close, if it's personal, maybe it's not something he needs to dive into.
Is it as simple as he just doesn't want to play for torts? I mean, there's that.
Why
that
buy a house
parallel,
in Columbus then?
That parallel has been drawn. Maybe it came to a head. I mean, it certainly didn't seem like it was going so well in the playoffs, if you remember, in the bubbles. So I don't know. Maybe things have changed from that. Elliot also suggested, Klein, that he just wants to be on a bigger stage. If that's the case, well, Columbus is not the place for you.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's like there are a number of reasons why it could be. And I just, if you're going to come out and say these are the thing, or like this is actually happening, I want to trade. Like, if it's a personal thing, just say it's a personal thing and I'd rather move on. But the way John Tortorella stated that, it sounded like he has a reason and he's just not telling anyone, and he's not even being kind of like, well, it's a personal thing, I just don't want to talk about it. I feel like even if he just said that, Torts doesn't say what he said in that clip. So it is a strange situation. And yes, like to Will's point, he is entitled to a certain amount of privacy. There is a part of your life that comes into the public eye when you do get paid what he gets paid and you do pick the profession that he picks, but not all of it deserves to be in the public light. So if there is something behind the scenes that has gone on or something like that, then he is entitled to a bit of privacy. But this whole situation has been a very strange one. Look, and I think a big part of it, like this has to be infuriating for Columbus, who just went through kind of something similar with Panarin and Bobrovsky a year ago. Like I can't imagine what some of the other members of that team are feeling right now.
The only pushback I'd have is how, if any of us are sitting here expecting Torts to be complimentary to a player who's asked for a trade at his age, I think we're all kidding ourselves. like, for all we know, you know, the story could be different from Dubois. And I'm not trying to disrespect the torts, but this is a guy who has had his fair share of public standoffs with media members, has had his fair share of explosions. A guy as talented as Dubois, as young as he is. Yeah, I understand there might be some confusion, but I'm not expecting torts to be perfectly complimentary about this player while talking to the media.
Look, here's a perfect example. I thought Travis Hamonic went about his business in New York with the Islanders in a way that painted him in a good light. Hey, I'm requesting a trade. I'm not going to give you all the details. Here is why. While I'm here, though, I'm still committed to this team, and that's the last I'm going to say about it. That nobody was crushing Travis Hamonic 5 years ago when he requested a trade, and he stayed in New York for another year and eventually did get traded here. I feel like that is a way that's going to paint you in a better light, not just for guys like us. I mean, in reality, who cares what we think? Instead, I think it paints you in a better light for other general managers and other teams who are looking to acquire you. Look, do I think Dubois is a very good player with an extremely high ceiling? Absolutely, I do. There's no doubt about it. This guy has potential number one center and unique number one center written all over him. Like, he's got Anze Kopitar written on him. The size, the strength, the offensive ability. Like, there's too much to ignore when it comes to the player. But I'll say this, unless I am a team that I know exactly that this is where he wants to be, I'm a little hesitant in giving up the type of capital that I would need to give up if it would be a guy that didn't have the red flags around him. I certainly would be hesitant, and if you've got two or three or four GMs who are in that camp, which I can bet you there probably are, then that doesn't help your trade value, and thus doesn't, I don't think anyway, expedite how quickly this can get done. If you want out of there right now, I just feel there are better ways of going about it. And we can go around in circles on it, guys. But that would be last words to you guys. That's kind of my last tirade on it.
The only thing I would say is, do we know for sure that he has said that he doesn't want to be there and he's not really going to try while he's there? Like, do we know that he said that?
I never suggested he did.
Well, that's kind of what you just did comparing it to Hamonic, did you not?
No,
he said Hamonic was like, as long as I'm here, I'm going to try. Do we know that Dubois has not said that? Do we have confirmation that that has not been said by Dubois?
No, it seems like all I'm saying is that's how Hamonic, I didn't say Dubois didn't do that. I said that's how Hamonic handled it publicly, and he did. Right. One guy has, one guy hasn't. One guy's got his coach crushing him in the media, and the other guy didn't. That's what I'm trying to say. Hamonic took a proactive approach to it, and it
again,
doesn't really feel
his
like
coach is
Dubois
Torts.
Has.
Torts is not going to sit there and praise him in the media. Like, I just have a little issue with
so
that.
Are you, like, I'm trying to, like, are you firmly in Dubois'
No, I'm
camp
just saying, you compared it to Hamonic because you said Hamonic has told his teammates that, yeah, guys, I want out. It's private. I'll tell you a little bit, not all the details.
What I'm saying, that's how he addressed it publicly, too. So to make sure there's no distraction in the whole thing. I guess, and I'm, look, if you're totally in Dubois' camp and you believe he's done nothing wrong, that's all the power to you, man.
No, I'm just asking you, how is it, like, do you know for sure that he's told his teammates that he is not going to try, or do you have any confirmation that publicly he said differently?
Well, I mean, he hasn't said anything publicly, and I do know, we do know how Hamonic handled it. Right now, there's a lot of gray area in what's going on with Dubois, and my entire point is, I feel like he could have handled this a whole lot differently, and I imagine if he did handle it a little bit differently, things might be a little different in terms of what we're talking about right now. Klein, last word to you.
I still think the world of the player. I wish he would handle this situation differently. I doubt we're going to get a 30 for 30 on a situation with a Columbus hockey team, but I would love to know the final details of all of this thing, when it all finally becomes official. And I think whatever team gets him is going to get a hell of a hockey player. And I'm fascinated to see what the response or what the return would be in a trade for a Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Whew.
Also, this basketball trade is nuts.
Yes, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Well, why don't we go there right now? We've got details on the James Harden trade. James Harden, no longer a member of the Houston Rockets. Speaking of a guy forcing his way out of town. Now, we all hated the way Harden forced his way out of town, and now he has done so. What is the deal? What are the details, rather, Logo?
Okay, so this is going to get a bit complicated, so stick with me here. It's a three-team deal that sees Brooklyn acquiring James Harden. The Cleveland Cavaliers are involved in this. So it's Caris LeVert, Dante Exum, Rodinus Kurich, and four first-round picks, one of which is the Bucks, that the Cavs own. So one of the Cavaliers' first-round picks gets into this trade. And four pick swaps from the Nets heading to the Rockets in exchange for Harden. The Cavs wind up getting Jared Allen and Tayron Prince for putting their pick in there. Now, one of those players that Houston got in the deal from Brooklyn has already been swapped. Caris LeVert is on his way to Indiana. The Rockets trade him for Victor Oladipo. So the Rockets get rid of Harden, get a bunch of first-round picks and pick swaps, and use one of the players in that deal to acquire Oladipo from the Pacers. So Nets get Harden, Rockets get first-round picks and Oladipo, Cavs get a couple of players in there for including one of the first-round picks they own in 2022.
Klein?
It's absolutely crazy. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. The Brooklyn situation, I said there isn't going to be a 30 for 30 on Pierre-Luc Dubois. There damn well better be one about this Brooklyn team. Kyrie's already pissed that Steve Nash was hired, and apparently he is distant from Kevin Durant. Now you add in the powder keg that is James Harden, and that whole situation explodes. Houston might have got better now, and also getting all of the first-round picks. Victor Oladipo, if he can figure things out, him with Wall and DeMarcus Cousins is going to be great. Caris LeVert now gets to have kind of control of his own team again with the Pacers. He is someone who is very good with the ball in his hands and doesn't really do the off-ball thing very well, so I think him with the Pacers is going to be a much better fit. And I still think there's star potential in Jared Allen. So I think Cleveland makes out like a bandit in this, getting Jared Allen for a first round pick. So there are a lot of moving parts. The pick swaps are crazy. Like, that is basically eight first round picks that Houston now controls. That is quite the return for a dude who showed up to camp with a beer belly.
Can I just ask, why is Harden different than Dubois? Like, we Klein, you think Harden's a clown, right? Like, this is, how is it different than Dubois? This guy's an 8-time All-Star, 8 years in a row. He's a 2018 MVP. Like, how is him forcing
Dubois
his way up?
80 pounds in the offseason, or no?
Is Dubois an 8-time All-Star and a 2018 MVP? Like, one guy's got this massive, no questions asked resume, and is an established NBA superstar. Is it okay with Dubois and Harden's a clown?
I would say that the one guy's a clown because he's out publicly partying, and pictures are on social media. This guy without a mask in the middle of a pandemic, for one. Number two, he's extremely overweight and does not look like he gives a does not care right now about where he is in the NBA, and he got everything handed to him. Houston essentially bent over backwards and gave this guy everything he wanted. He was the GM, the coach, the star. Okay, you don't like this guy? We'll bring in CP3. Oh, you don't like him either? We'll bring in Dwight. Oh, you don't like him either? Oh, no, now what can we do for you, James? Oh, you want out, and you've shown the camp severely overweight. Oh, well, that's too bad. I would say the two are dramatically different, but that's just me, Pete.
No, I'm with you on that. Like, Pierre-Luc Dubois has requested a trade. James Harden has had this entire situation built around him for the last, basically since he got there. They have made their basketball team at times borderline unwatchable just to try to get James Harden points every night. And then when he can't elevate the team to a winning level, he complains that they're not winning, even though they've done everything he has asked them to do. And then he asks that they get John Wall in there for Russell Westbrook. They do that, and he still, A, goes out partying and breaks every COVID rule the NBA has. And again, we talked about it yesterday, the NBA, not with the strictest COVID protocol right now, and he's still out breaking those rules. And then he shows up to camp remarkably out of weight, out of shape, and you are having players saying, like, yeah, he's playing at about 50% right now. There's a clip of him with an absolutely dreadful series against the Lakers when they're already down by 100. It has been, to me, like, Pierre-Luc Dubois has requested a trade and then coming out and saying to his teammates he doesn't want to be there, I wish he wouldn't have done that. To me, James Harden has been remarkably disrespectful and working his way out of a situation that he created.
Yeah. I find the timing of everything very interesting. And we all knew Harden was going to get his way, and we know Dubois is going to get his way. It's just, you know, in terms of who's the more established superstar, well, one guy is, and one guy is trying to be. But yes, would I say in terms of the way guys try to get their ways out of a certain city, I would say James Harden would be the last way you want to go about it. I don't think Dubois is a great way of going about it, but I would definitely put them on different tiers. I would agree with you on that front. So James Harden has been traded from Houston. He is now in Brooklyn, and that is a very complicated trade. Three teams involved. Pierre-Luc Dubois is a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets for now, and we shall see where that goes and how quickly that ends up being solved. Just, Will, we're doing an over-under at the top of the hour to set up the NHL season. Let's just quickly, before we wrap this segment, over under 10 games that Dubois plays to start the season with Columbus before he gets traded.
That's a hard under for me.
So he's gone sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Fine.
I'm in that one as well. 10 is a good number to set. Like that is a strong line that you have set there, but I will take the under on that.
Logo.
Over
10. I'm going to go over 10 as well. I think it'll happen this season, but I think it'll happen closer to the deadline, only because if I'm Columbus, I'm trying to make sure that I get the, like, look, this is a garbage situation for Columbus to be in, and to not really do all of your due diligence on this one, and to not make sure that you get the bet, like similar to what Joe Sakic did with Matt Duchene in Colorado. That's how I would be doing this if I'm Yarmo. I'm doing it, and I know that I have to do it, but I'm still doing it on my timeline, not his, and that's why I say over 10. But I think we're all on the same page. It's happening this season as much as when he just signed like a week and a half ago. It doesn't happen very often.